Keep the people back, Big Bob warned as he stretched Margaret out on the sand. Give her a chance. Members of the SEALs Club and other swimmers formed a protecting circle about the unconscious girl and held curious and frightened persons from crowding in upon her. A hurried examination told the lifeguard that Margaret had struck her hands on the log and had suffered only a glancing blow upon the head. One arm hung limp, and it was evident that it was broken. She's coming around now, Bob announced after he had worked with her for a few minutes. We'll get a car and take her to the hospital, where she can have medical treatment. She'll be all right as soon as her arm is set. When Bob had placed Margaret in the doctor's hands, he returned to the waterfront, for his duty as lifeguard made it necessary for him to be on the beach. The crowd was rapidly melting away, but small groups of persons were still standing near the diving board where the accident had taken place. Bob glanced searchingly up and down the beach. Then, as he turned, he saw Marion, dressed in street clothes, coming toward him from the direction of the bathhouse. Hello there, Marion. Come here. What do you mean by running off when everyone wants to congratulate you? Marion opened her eyes wide. Then a flush of pleasure came over her face. Big Bob, seeing her surprised look, knew that Marion had not counted upon being the heroine of the day. He laughed. Why, Marion, you funny kid, don't you know that your rescue of Margaret was the most thrilling event of the carnival? You had the greater part of the whole thing, and if you think you can sneak home without having me tell you so, well, you're mistaken, that's all.